You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio, and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. All right, I hope you guys are all having a wonderful Thursday. My name is Siobhan, and you are listening to my open mic. Sadly, Taylor is not here today, so you're stuck with just me for today. Hope everyone is having a lovely reading break, getting some actual rest in and not just hitting the books. I know I haven't been doing that, so hopefully I'm not the only one. Today, we've got a bit of a special topic. I'm mostly just going to be talking about shoegaze and the history of that genre, some really influential bands that are part of that movement, as well as some modern bands that are inspired by that classic 80s, 90s sound. But, of course, before we get right into that, I have to do my joke of the week. And this one's pretty awesome. This one's pretty special. I got it from my good friend Jade, who's back from school for reading break. So here everyone goes. What did the comb say to the hair? You're so naughty. Pretty good, right? Tell your friends that one. All right. So, moving along. Before we get into our topic, there is something pretty important coming up for SFU students that everyone, if you go to SFU, you should check this out and maybe do some research, because there is something next week, the student referendum. Basically, the student fees that help fund these organizations like the radio and the newspaper and Embark Sustainability, as well as I think the Simon Fraser Student Society, those programs are all funded by a small bit of money from each student's tuition here at SFU. But that little fixed number, that amount of money, has not changed over the last, I believe, 20 years or something crazy like that. So even as, you know, inflation and as the economy has changed and as needs have changed and tuition fees have gone up, the fee that these organizations get have not gone up at all. So it makes it really hard for them to run. And without these things, I don't know, I feel like campus life would kind of suck. So make sure to educate yourself on that. The voting days coming up are February 27th and 28th, which I believe are next Thursday and Friday. And you will get sent an email to your SFU email to vote, pretty much. So the referendum question is just about securing long-term support for these organizations and for these student societies. So the ones that you'd be helping support are the Peak, the campus newspaper, us, CJSF Radio, Embark Sustainability, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, which is social justice advocacy, as well as the Simon Fraser Student Society. So that's the student government. They put on a lot of events. They are pretty much the ones that plan fun things for students. So check that out. Make sure to vote and support us. All right, guys, moving on into our topic, shoegaze. I kind of stumbled upon this genre through a couple local bands, and it was a sound that initially I kind of didn't like. I was like, this is bad. It was not my taste. It took a while for me to really get into it, and then once I did, I was like, wait, this is so awesome, this is so cool. Why did I not initially enjoy this kind of music? But I guess that's just about expanding your taste. So basically, for those of you who don't know, shoegaze is a genre defined by full sounds, distorted guitar, and more emotional or reflective tones. And oftentimes, the instruments and the vocals can be quite hard to distinguish from one another, and the volume is typically quite loud and consuming. And now, while shoegaze is closely adjacent to grunge and rock, the vocals and instruments in shoegaze are a lot softer, they're more fuzzy and melancholic as well. I kind of like the origins of the name, too. The term shoegaze, it comes from the fact, quite literally, that these guitar players would often be looking down at their pedals that are required to create these walls of sound with reverb and other effects. So these kind of performers would be more shy and kind of just be looking at their shoes while they perform, which is quite different from the kind of grunge punk thing that was going on at the time. Shoegaze, it was sort of around the same time as Britpop and grunge from the UK, so like late 80s, early 90s is when it really started to develop. And I've noticed the term shoegaze kind of being thrown around a lot online, as well as a lot of new bands self-identifying with the genre. When I asked my parents if they had ever heard of shoegaze, they said they hadn't, which makes me think that it's kind of risen to popularity and had a resurgence with Gen Z. If you go and try to define shoegaze, a lot of discourse comes up, with many people arguing in online forums and YouTube comment sections. It's really hard to find one definitive way of classifying it. One of the boards I actually found and was looking through for some information, not exactly an academic source, but it was just called "What the Bleep is Shoegaze?" in all caps, which I thought was kind of funny. And everyone had a different take on it. So hopefully, over the course of the next 20 to 30 minutes, you'll listen and you can kind of see for yourself what you think. Now, through looking at all these bands that pioneered this sound, as well as some modern bands, hopefully you'll get a clear picture. And what better way to describe a genre than actually just playing it for you and stop yapping for once. So here are two groups that really got me into shoegaze with their gorgeous walls of sound and their amazing live performances. I've been lucky enough to see them as they're both from Vancouver, both of these groups. So first up, we've got, this is Rosie by the band Cherry Pick. And after that, we've got A Little Life by La Lune. So here you go. This is Rosie by Cherry Pick. We'll be right back.
only looking for a different me.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Siobhan and this is my open mic. So what you just heard there was A Little Life by La Lune, a Vancouver shoegaze band. And then before that, another shoegaze-ish band from Vancouver, Cherry Pick's song Rosie. Yeah, welcome back. We're talking about shoegaze and all that jazz. What you just heard was La Lune. And I don't know, I found this pretty cool cover on YouTube that they did. They did this kind of like improv-ish sort of challenge where they go into a studio, they're given a kind of classic song, and they have like a couple hours or something like that to cover it in their own style. So this is that same band that you just heard, very grungy shoegaze kind of sound, but they're covering Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. I really recommend the whole video. They kind of talk, they laugh, they talk about their process for making it and what kind of sounds they go for, as well as how they think an older generation is going to interpret their cover and be a little bit mad at them for making it shoegaze. Yeah, so this is a little segment of La Lune covering Dreams. So that was just a really short segment of their cover of Dreams. If you just Google YouTube search shoegaze band covers Fleetwood Mac on the spot, you'll find that whole video there. Yeah, so moving along, going more into the origins of shoegaze, I'm going to play a classic shoegaze song that is from an album that many consider the beginnings of shoegaze, or at very least the most solid and complete piece of shoegaze at the time when it came out. And that album is Loveless by My Bloody Valentine, released in November of 1991. My Bloody Valentine was an English and Irish band formed in Dublin in the late 80s. They released a number of albums, but Loveless is often viewed as their most influential release. Though it has come to be loved now, the album incurred such big production costs that the band was actually dropped by their label Creation Records. However, they were quickly signed to Island Records in 1992 when the album blew up. The record was made over 2 years across 19 different studios with over 45 sound engineers, but only 16 were actually credited on the end album, as they were the ones in the studio, in the recording room with the band. Many see this album as the start of the shoegaze era. So here is the song When You Sleep by My Bloody Valentine.
Thank you. DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Siobhan and this is my open mic all about shoegaze. So what you just heard before that little promo there was... it was... I forgot what it's called. It's called When You Sleep by My Bloody Valentine. They were a very influential kind of figurehead in the shoegaze genre from England and Ireland in the early 90s. So another band that was a key kind of competitor of My Bloody Valentine was the band Slow Dive. Odds are you've probably heard them nowadays if you're Gen Z because they've kind of blown up with our generation, especially with like TikTok and that kind of thing, as many things have. They had a similar story to My Bloody Valentine with many trials and tribulations as they released shoegaze in the early 90s. They are originally from Reading, England, and their most popular album, Suvalaki, was released in June of 1993. Their first couple of releases were quite respected by critics, but as they kind of shifted their sound, their albums that followed received a lot of hate, with a lot of critics despising their wispy and distorted sound. These critics, they typically favored Britpop instead, which was also blowing up at the time with bands like Oasis and Blur. I think Blur is one of those as well. Slowdive, they actually broke up after releasing their third album in 1995 after their original drummer left the band and they were dropped by Creation Records, the same record label that dropped My Bloody Valentine. I bet they're kind of laughing now. But they were dropped because they went for a much more experimental approach in 1995. They then went on a 20-year hiatus before they reunited in 2014 to perform and make music together again. And I know they released an album in 2017. I'm not sure if they've still been keeping up with that, but their 2017 album's really good. Despite all the drama that surrounds this group, here is kind of one of their most popular songs. It's very ambient and dreamy and peaceful. So this is Allison by Slow Dive from that album, Suvalaki. Enjoy.
Listen close and don't be stunned. I'll be here.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Siobhan, and you're listening to My Open Mic. So what you just heard was the dreamy shoegaze classic Allison by the band Slow Dive from 1993. We are just getting back on our discussion about shoegaze. I hope you're enjoying so far. Be sure to stay tuned at 1 o'clock. I believe Yago will be back with an open mic. So next up, this is another pretty classic shoegaze band, also from the 90s, the Cocktail Twins. I think that's how you say it. Please correct me. So this is a group that has seemed to cause quite a bit of contention within the debate on what shoegaze actually is. And there's a lot of online discourse about them. So they are a pretty iconic band from a really small town in Scotland. And take a listen to the song. Would you say that this is shoegaze? Quite a few people are kind of saying, like, no, it's not. It's dream pop. It's very ethereal. It's not as typically grungy as you would think shoegaze is, but maybe the genre is more expansive than that. So take a listen and, I don't know, think to yourself. You can't talk to me, but think to yourself what you think this might be. So this is their great song. This is Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocktail Twins.